We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love and Ben for Beaver Nation. Hum Kombucha, fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, with Artavis Pierce, senior running back, leading the Pac-12 Conference in yards per carry, the all-time Beavers leader in yards per carry, and so that takes in guys like Steven Jackson and Ken Simonton and Jaquizz Rodgers. Artavis, when he touches the ball, averages more yards per carry than anyone in Oregon State football history to this point. I see nothing changing here down the stretch. Artavis, before we even get into anything else, when you hear that and think about Steven Jackson and others who come through the program, what does an accolade like that mean to you?
It's great to like be like in a category with those guys, because those are great players. Like, throughout their years here, it just feels good to like be in a category with them.
And you're here playing in the orange and black, playing for the Beavers, a long way from home, coming up here from Florida. And here you are now, a senior. You were telling me earlier this week that it's gone by fast. Is it hard to even get your mind around that it's your senior year?
Oh yeah, of course, because we always like doing football like throughout the year. So like time flies because we always like doing football. So like now I'm a senior, I'm like, damn, where the time went. So it just flew by.
We've talked to you about this before in other contexts, but what, again, how did you end up here? I mean, what was the kind of the path to Oregon State?
I was getting recruited by Coach Derek Odom and Telly Lockett, and then I came up on my visit, and it was a great atmosphere. I loved the people here. Everybody was like so well, like they welcomed me here, like I was here already. So you're just great atmosphere and things like that, and I just feel like this is a place to be.
Any resistance or balking or conflict with family members at all, your mom or anybody say, hey, that's too far from home?
Now, everybody was just like, are you sure that's what I want to do, like, because it's so far away? But my family was all for it. They was proud of me, of my decision, and they was happy for me.
Did you feel you were in any way overlooked, maybe by hometown schools in the state of Florida, and the Beavers came in and gave you an opportunity you knew you could make it, but I mean, did you feel like, hey, there's some folks down here that haven't given me enough love?
No, not really. I went to like a smaller high school. I didn't have like a lot of exposure and things like that, so I was kind of good with like I was good with any offer, you know, just to see that I've been getting looked at and things like that. So when I got an Oregon State offer, that was my third offer.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that's a big school, Pac-12. So that like lit up my eyes, like, okay, I got the ability.
You were saying to us too, though, Artavis, you were honest enough to admit that long way from home, big, Power 5, Pac-12 school, you were honest enough to say the weather was a bit of a shock to the system if you go out to Florida. Are you used to it yet? Are you okay with it? How hard was it at the beginning?
At the beginning, I just wasn't prepared with clothes. Now that I'm preparing things like that, and I know like it's that time of year that's going to start being like that. Like, it's nothing now.
Well, you adjusted to that, and you played as a true freshman and even played in the Rose Bowl. So to play as a true, how important was that for you to be able to play so well that first year as a true freshman?
It was great to be able to have the opportunity to play, and like the coaches believed me that I could come in and play games for them, and they like trust me on the field, and be able to play in the Rose Bowl was my first game started, and I scored 2 touchdowns, so it was like a great feeling, like a true freshman coming in, like taking on a big role and like scoring touchdowns was great to me.
Well, you're hoping to get 2 or 3 more or whatever this weekend against UCLA in 2019. You were telling us too, I mean, you have some memories of what the stadium was like walking in there 3 years ago?
Oh, yes, sir. I still remember just seeing the big rows, like walking to the front of the stadium. They're walking in, it's like flat, like wide. I was like, hey, how many people can fit in here? Yeah, so it was a great experience. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
They're probably going to have 40 to 50,000 this week, but it can hold, and I was part of a crowd. I'm part of the largest crowd ever in that stadium. 106,892. So they can get 106,000 in there. And if I hadn't gone, it would have been 106,891 at a Rose Bowl game way back in 1973, Ohio State and USC, that I went to as a young kid. And so I enjoyed that venue as well. But what makes a venue special is finding a way to win. You guys think you're getting closer to that?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course. Just feel like we got to come in and play 4-quarter football like we do at practice. We just got to come in and put it all together, and we can win.
What were the things in the second half against Stanford, Artavis, that kind of gives you that belief that you can put 4 quarters together, anything's possible? What did you do in the second half against the Cardinal?
We came in the second half we believe, we can't give up. And we got the talent, we got the ability to keep up with those guys. So everybody had the same mindset there. We just start executing.
It just seemed like not only the mindset, but the execution had to be there. You had some big runs in the second half. Take us through a couple of those and how the O-line and the outside guys, Isaiah and others, executed, particularly on that 43-yarder. For the touchdown.
Oh, yes, sir. It was a play we ran early in the game, but we handed it off to the sweep guy. So we came, coach decided to come back to it later in the game, and then they sparked. All the blocks as well, all the linemen, did their jobs, great technique. Then Isaiah came in with the key block, and I just beat the rest with speed.
Once you get in the open field like that, do you feel like, hey, no one's going to catch me? I mean, you've proven that a few times, but is that your mindset?
Yes, sir. I always feel like I'm the fastest on the field. Nobody can catch me.
We saw Buckeye defenders chasing you. I still have visions of those 80 and 78-yard runs in my mind. No running back in the history of Ohio State football had ever put runs, 2 of those like that, against them ever. So what was that like to be in the horseshoe and to have those runs and those moments in your career?
Oh, it was great. It was great, for myself, actually for the team, too, as well, to, show that we can do things like that. And it's who is that? Who is that running on Ohio State? So it opened my name up a little bit and opened the team up as well, because Trayvon Bradford made some great plays too as well. So it put the program, it was Oregon State, got some players, they can do great things, they can score on big defenses like that.
It felt like the offense that day in Columbus showed what your offense could become and evolve to. Do you feel like that's in the process of happening? When I look at your numbers across the board offensively, they're pretty good. You guys feel pretty good about your offense right now, or feel like there's even more to come?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. We just come in executing, protect the quarterback, like I said earlier. So, throw it to Isaiah Hodges, Trey Jones, Tajon, and Champ Fleming. and things like that. So I just feel like we keep executing, make those guys make plays down the field, and open them up and just and like run the ball and still execute.
As good as that, you know, you guys scored 31 in that opener at Ohio State. You had those amazing runs, and there were great plays in that game offensively. It didn't go so well on the other side, but a year later now, and, you know, a year later in some games, Artavis, what do you see happening with the guys on the other side, the defense, and how much you feel like you're growing and getting better there?
Oh, they swarming to the ball, stopping the run, and making great plays, great third downs, and things like that. And, like, putting us in a great pit, offense in a great position, too, as well. And I just feel like every day they come to work, like, we get them great looks, like, because we like, good running backs, and we can get them great looks throughout practice. And I feel like by us doing that, helps them out as well.
Your humble attitude's impressive to me, Artavis, with the great plays you've made. You give credit to teammates. You also don't seem to be a competitor of Jamar Jefferson. You're hoping he gets back healthy, fully 100% as soon as he can. In the meantime, you don't mind carrying the load and being the guy. But what about just where it comes from, to be a team guy and not worry about whether Jamar's going to take carries from you?
Probably like growing up with my family, because I've been playing football since I was little, and it was like they always told me, don't be selfish. Like, so like throughout my life, I'm like happy to see other people do good. Even though like I was down with an injury and things like that, I was happy like to see him come in and like take a great role and like do great. And I was like, okay, like that's what I like to see, things like that. Like, cause it's not all about me. Like I'm hurt, I can't do nothing but support. So I love supporting.
It's fun to watch that, and I appreciate that humble attitude. Last couple of things on this week's Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897 with Artavis Pierce. You came to our show at Buffalo Wild Wings on Beaver Sports Talk this week, and you came with B.J. Baylor. And I could tell you were just as happy for B.J. and his touchdown as you were for your own. Tell me what B.J.'s like as a teammate, how important he is to this team.
Oh, B.J. is very important. He made great plays, like spring ball. He was the MVP of spring ball, like making plays down the field, blocking, catching, things like that. He just brings, like, great things to the team and like to the offense. And I feel like he came in, he got two touchdowns so far. I feel like he's going to have plenty more because he's a great player.
To break through, Artavis, collectively, I mean, you guys showed a lot of resilience, I thought, mental toughness to be down 21-0 to Stanford and tie that game. How did you do that? I mean, where does that kind of, that fortitude, internal belief, where does that all come from?
Because we came out of half knowing that we stopped ourselves from scoring. So all we had to do is come out and, like, don't stop ourselves. Then once we scored, Isaiah scored the first touchdown, everybody was like, okay, like let's keep it rolling. So then I scored. Then everybody was, like, pumped up, defense stopped, defense making stops, keep hitting us on the field. And that saying, no, we tied up. So everybody, like, into it, everybody believed, like, we can come back, and we did.
Speaking of Isaiah, I mean, watching you guys, there's so many gifted players, and you're fun to watch. How fun is a teammate is to watch some of the things Isaiah Hodgins does?
Oh, he does some great things, like mouth dropping, like things like that. So I feel, but he go to practice and do the same thing. So it's like he's preparing for the moment, and like he does a great job at practice, like pumping everybody up, talking about, like saying let's go, let's be great, things like that. So I just feel like it all like correlates back to practice.
How hard you've worked in practice, how hard Isaiah and so many other guys have worked. I know beating UCLA is the most important thing, but Artavis, do you feel like, I mean, do you allow yourself in his senior year at all to think, hey, I love this game, I want to play the game a long time, all the work you put in, and can you kind of feel and see, hey, there's going to be an opportunity for me to keep playing after it's done here?
Yes, sir, I always have those thoughts. I always been wanting to play at the next level when I was a little kid, and like, I probably got a good opportunity to do that. I just got to stay healthy, and that's it.
And staying healthy has been the key this year, right? I mean, last year was a tough year.
Yes, sir.
And you had a couple of different things that limited you. Do you feel like you're in the best shape of your life? Do you feel good right now?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course, I feel good. Like, my body feels great. After that game, I still feel great. I was like, oh, it feels good. It, like, feels good after a game,
right,
and things like that. So I feel like that's a key for me, just to stay healthy.
Artavis, thanks for the time. We appreciate a generous amount of it in different contexts this week. Thanks for being a guest on the Sports Podcast, and have a great time this weekend at the Rose Bowl. I look forward to watching you score several more touchdowns like you did 3 years ago. Thanks for the time, Artavis.
All right, thank you.
That's Artavis Pierce wrapping up the Beaver Sports Podcast. Experience Beaver Game Day live in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game. Visit Corvallis and stay to play. Artavis, our special guest, thanks for joining us this week on the Beaver Sports Podcast from Learfield IMG College. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.